Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Troy Hatch with GMS Mining Service. We're going to discuss what GMS does, and they've got a job fair coming up. And also, you know what? If you're looking for a job, if you're a miner in our area, they have open interviews every week that you guys can go in there and talk to them about that. So let's get into it right now. Troy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime. So let's talk about what GMS Mine Service is and what you guys do and offer.
So we're a local contracting company that supports the mines and other businesses in our area, our local area. We work out of San Pete, Sevier, Carbon, Emery. We do some Colorado, Wyoming stuff. We offer contracting services, mining services, capital projects. We do a little bit of everything. And we're looking for some good people right now. We feel like our warm market, and we have really good people in this area, and we have some job opportunities available right now.
So I guess one of the questions would be, is GMS like a temp service where you get them in the door and then eventually the mine hires them, or you're just contracted through you guys and you can go where the work is? Is that how it works?
Thanks, Dave. So we do both. We have guys that have worked for us for over 5 years at local mines and other companies. And then we have guys that it's a working interview. We tell them all this. If they can come to work, work safe, and perform, we keep them pretty busy. So it works both ways. I mean, at the time, we take new miners in and we train them how we want them. We want them to work safe, to perform, to come to work. And as they grow and they get certain certifications in the industry, we grow our people, and it ends up being a career. I myself worked at a local mine for 24 years. I had the opportunity to go back east for a stint and come back here. I love the West. I love our people. There's some great opportunities here. You know, if people want to move out of Utah County and get out of the rat race and come into our local communities and make a living with their families, I mean, this is a great place to start.
And I guess that's another question, too, that I was going to ask is, you said you've had people that have worked for you for, you know, 5 years, and there are certain certifications and things. Do you guys help with those certifications or kind of put them on the right track and say you need to get this certification, and this certification?
So we grill our people. We ask them to, at certain anniversary dates, get those certifications in the industry. It's no different if you were to become a plumber, a carpenter, electrician with those certifications too. And in the mining industry, we have those certifications also. And so it just makes us a better rounded company and to support the people in the mines that we take care of in this area. It's a win-win for both of us.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. And there are places that are hiring right now, and you're going to have a job fair coming up March 26th. Let's talk about that and let people know, give them the information, what they need to have and all that information, and if they need to register before it and everything that we need to know about your guys' job fair coming up on March 26th.
So, thank you. Yes, we are having a job fair. It's in Salina, Utah. It's at the SUFCO Training Center, which is 597 State Route 24. That's where the address for the job fair is. I'll be honest with you. We are looking for some maintenance-type people right now. I need some new miners also. I know if people are wanting to get into the industry, this is a great opportunity to do so. We've kind of been working with the local colleges, and we need these maintenance type people really, really bad. But there's also opportunity for new miners to get in, roll up their sleeves, and go to work. And we have all kinds of positions available. So that's where we're at.
Well, and you could probably answer this better than I could. Wouldn't like a maintenance position? Wouldn't that be at least there's a foot in the door for you there?
Oh, absolutely. If you have any maintenance-type positions, engine, transmission, rebuild, hydraulics, electrical is a plus. It's tough to find electrical, those type of people right now, and so I kind of laugh. I joke that they're unicorns, but we do find them, and we take care of them very well. It's a great industry to be in. It's a very close-knit, very safe. We need to just keep working hard.
Okay, so you've got that coming up on the 26th, and then you guys have open interviews on Tuesdays there at your office, do you not? And that's here in Price.
Yeah, here in Price. We get bombarded on Tuesday. You can stop in and talk to us at 92 North 4th East in Price, and come on in, fill out a resume. We'll do that online, and then we'll do an open interview with you and see if you're a fit or not. You know, I mean, we work with a lot of people with a lot of different things. So if you're looking for an opportunity to, you know, grow in one of these positions and look for a lifetime of work, you need to come visit with us.
All right. So that's Troy Hatch with GMS Mine Repair. You've got that, you've got the job fair coming up on March 26th, and then you guys hold open interviews here in Price every Tuesday. Let's give them the phone number if they can call and if they need more information from you guys.
So give us a call at 970-312-7404.
All right, Troy, thank you so much for taking out the time today. We appreciate it, and good luck. Let's hire some people and get them to working, right?
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate your time. Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
No worries. That's once again Troy Hatch with GMS Mine Repair Services. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.